Blessed Christmas. It is so nice to be in church during Christmas, isn't it? Yeah. For Christmas, why do we celebrate Christmas? We celebrate Christmas because Christ has been born. But the question we want to ask ourselves is this: who is Jesus really? Who is Jesus to you? If I were to ask you, who is Jesus, what would be the answer that first comes to mind? Okay, can you tell your neighbor who Jesus is?
Jesus really is. What if I tell you today that you can know for certain who Jesus really is? Today we are going to look at John chapter 10. We are on this series of Jesus the Great I Am. And today, I am the Good Shepherd. Jesus doesn't keep us guessing. Jesus tells us himself who he really is. His answer is not just a theory, but he gives us a picture. He says, I am the Good Shepherd. In Singapore, we hear many voices and opinions about anything. If I were to ask all of us play a game and ask you to input who Jesus is on maybe Kahoot, you will see that there'll be a variety of answers, because all of us may have different answers. And it's the same for us. When we have a question, when we have a challenge, and we ask for opinions and voices, there is going to be a lot of opinions and voices. We are filled with news alerts, social media opinions, career advices, family expectations. All these are voices. With so many voices, so many choices, sometimes it is not helpful. Many still feel lost. In fact, I'm going to give you a simple illustration. If I serve you a piece of good steak, you have no choice. You will enjoy the steak. But if I bring you to a big buffet, sometimes you do not enjoy the meal as well. Why? Because you will miss out on something and you have regret. You say, "Aiya, I should have kept my stomach for the dessert." With many voices and choices, many still feel lost. Jesus says this: the sheep, or my sheep, hears my voice, in John chapter 10, verse 3. The question we ask ourselves today is, whose voice am I listening to? Let us open our Bibles to John chapter 10, and let us read the words of Jesus himself. In the good old days, with a physical Bible, and if you have a red letter Bible, this passage will be in red. That means it is the actual words of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Jesus says here that we are like sheep. In John chapter 10, verse 1 to verse 6, it reads like this: "Truly, truly, I say to you," I'm reading from the ESV, "he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him. for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech that Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. Jesus describes us as sheep. Sheep that are vulnerable and searching. Sheep needing a shepherd. Why does sheep need shepherd? Sheep need shepherd because they cannot defend themselves. Sheep are defenseless. When the wolf comes for them, they just freeze. I saw some interesting videos online. You know, when a sheep gets shocked, it freezes and then it faints, you know. Have you seen those videos? Very interesting. You know, when they receive a shock, when you scare them, they will freeze and then they will faint. They cannot defend themselves. That is what sheep are like. They are also easily led astray. You know how the sheep move as a herd? The shepherd will walk in front, and then there's a sheep that will follow the shepherd, and then the next sheep will follow the other sheep, and then the next sheep will follow the other two sheep, and then the next sheep will follow the other three sheep, and then they will just walk blind, you know. They will just follow the sheep in front. So if one of the sheep were to go astray, you know what will happen? The rest of the herd will just follow. Thinking about it, sometimes we Christians are like that, right? We just follow. You know, when a pastor is very charismatic, the pastor is very influential, you know, you follow him. And you follow, hopefully not blindly. Always go back to the Bible. Don't just follow the sheep that is in front of you. Just because your DG leader says so. Okay, most of the time your DG leader says something is you must follow. Lest after this sermon, there's a revolution. You know? But you must check back the Bible. You must pray and follow the Spirit. Not just follow the sheep that is in front of you. We are easily led astray. Sheep also depend on guidance. The sheep, if you leave the sheep on its own, it is wandering and is always lost. They do not know how to go home. That's why they need the shepherd dog, you know, and the shepherd to come and lead them home. And Jesus says we are like sheep. This may sound uncomfortable to some, but it is an honest word from the Lord. As I reflect, as I think about it, I am quite similar to the sheep that is described here. In spiritual warfare, I am defenseless. I am easily led astray. I depend on the Spirit's guidance. If not, I gay kiang. I am a sheep. In a high-performing society like Singapore, all of us appear capable. All of us have good education. There's safe street. There's a strong system. And we are very shielded and protected. But inwardly, we feel insecure. We struggle with anxiety. We struggle with loneliness. We struggle with fear of failure. We feel guilty over past choices that we didn't make well. Jesus is not insulting us. He is being real with us. He is telling us the truth. We need guidance from Him beyond ourselves. We do not know how to live a meaningful life. I do not know how to live a meaningful life. Without Jesus, I cannot imagine what my life would be. How do we live meaningful lives? Full lives. How do we do that? Jesus goes on to say that He is the door. He is not another door, but he is the only door, the door. Verse 7 of John chapter 10 continues. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Here Jesus says something very exclusive and surprising. He says, "I am the door." Next slide. This is a picture of a sheep pen with the sheep inside. And you see the shepherd seated there as the door. When the sheep wants to come out, the shepherd will stand up, let the sheep out. When the sheep wants to go in, the shepherd will stand up and let the sheep go in. The sheep is free to go in and out. When the wolf comes, the shepherd stands up, not to let the wolf in, but to fight the wolf. And those who are in the pen is safe and secure. This is a picture of life. The only way to life is to enter through the door. Instead of being lost and wandering, feeling insecure, we must trust Jesus, the door. In Singapore, we are used to having so many options. We think that there are many paths to success. But Jesus lovingly insists that there is only one door, not many doors. There's not ChatGPT that you can trust. Don't trust TikTok. Don't trust everything that you see online. Don't just trust self-improvement and don't trust religion, thinking that that will give you a full life. In this day and age, we want to be on fire. You know what is fire? Financial independence, retire early. Even your pastor is affected. I'm talking about myself, right? I tell you, I want to retire at 55, right? Retire early. I want to be financially independent and retire early. Where did I get this from? I already repented of that sin, okay? As you know, January, I'm moving on to a new role, right? Perhaps we have been influenced by the world. Perhaps you have been influenced by social media. Perhaps you have been influenced by those nomads, digital nomads, the people who have given up five-figure salary and go and live in a place like Chiang Mai or somewhere where they can standard of living is lower, faster Wi-Fi speed, and then they can do their TikTok and their YouTube and whatever else. And live the life that they think is so abundant and full. We need to trust the door. And he himself is the door. Wolves cannot get into the sheep, cannot get to the sheep unless they get past Jesus, the door. Trust Jesus, the door. The sheep in the fold are secured and have life with Jesus. And Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. When God blesses us, he does not bless us halfway. When God gives us life, he gives us eternal life, he does not give you a half-filled life. He gives you to the full. Jesus wants you to have life, and not just life, but a full life. God wants you to have an abundant and fulfilling life. God is not a sadist. God wants to bless you. This is not just eternal life later on. Sometimes Christians think that, oh, after I die, my life will be wonderful because I'll be with the Lord. I will enjoy Him forever and ever. But eternal life begins now, not when we die. God promised us abundant life now, not when we die. If you feel that you are lacking purpose in life, if you are lacking meaning in life, you feel that every morning you just wake up, drag yourself to work, tire yourself down, you know, and come back tired just to sleep and rest so that the next day you can rinse and repeat. And you feel that that is not life. Or if you feel that, you know, when you are young, you work so hard, you save money so that when you grow old, you can use your savings to buy back some of the health that you lost when you are young. That is not life. What is God calling you to do? Not just what I want to do. If what I want to do, my idea of a full and abundant life, you know what it's like? Fire. 55, retire, go Chiang Mai, you know, rent a house for $1,000 every month, nice house, nice condo, and then every day drink coffee, eat pad thai, right? Surf the internet, you know, Sunday go to worship. Wow, full life, full life. God says, no, Leonard, no, that's not a full life. A full life is to go and serve in the Singapore Baptist Convention. I have to obey Him. And that is what it means to live a full life. Is it easy or difficult? If you know Pastor Leonard well, you will know that he wants to live that life in Chiang Mai. I think a lot of us are the same as me, right? Because we are all sheep, ma. We are all sheep. So easy to be led astray, you know. A little bit of comfort, a little bit of advantage, and yeah, that's what I want. Now know this. A life anchored in God, a life guided by the Good Shepherd, is a full and abundant life. Sometimes we as sheep, we think that we know better, but the shepherd knows better. The shepherd knows where is the green pasture. The shepherd knows where is the still water. But sometimes we think that we can wander off ourselves and find a better pasture. The grass is always greener on the other side. Jesus is the good shepherd. Follow Him. Verse 11 in John chapter 10 continues, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolves coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolves snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. There are two kinds of shepherd here. One is a hired hand, the one who works for a monthly salary or daily salary. And he has no ownership over the sheep. And he is not a good shepherd. The other, of course, is the good shepherd himself. He owns the sheep. And he cares for the sheep. And he knows each one of the sheep. Unlike a hired worker who runs away, Jesus, the good shepherd, stays and he carries you and he fights for you. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Very interesting concept here. Usually shepherd keep sheep for the fleece, right? The wool, right? Yeah. Right? And then when the shepherd is hungry, what happened? Kill the sheep. Before that, feed the sheep, fat. Fatten sheep, right? And then when he's hungry, kill the sheep and eat the sheep. That is a human shepherd. The divine shepherd is very, very different. The divine shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. What actually happened? Advent reminds us that the baby in the manger who came on Christmas came with a mission, and that mission is the cross. Jesus left heaven to come down to this earth that he created, not as a king, but as a baby. Born where? Not in KK Hospital, but in a manger. And he grew up sinless. He was tempted just as you and I. He was tempted even more than you and I. Yet, he was without sin. And when he died on the cross, he died not for his own sin, because he has no sin to die for. He died for your sin and for my sins. He gave his life in exchange for the punishment of our sins. The punishment for sin is death. And that's why he came to die. When I sin, I must pay the penalty for my sin. Just like when I work, Pastor Isaac cannot receive my salary, right? Unfair. Because I work, I must receive my salary, right? When I sin, I must receive the penalty for my sin. But when I sin, Jesus took the penalty for my sin. The one on the cross ought to be me, not Jesus. But Jesus, the good shepherd, died in my place. He died for his sheep. This is love. This is love that we cannot earn. Do you know how much God loves us? God loves you not because you are good. God loves you while you were still a sinner. He died for you. This is grace that we cannot repay. We cannot repay God's grace. And the wonderful thing is that God still loves you, and he knows you intimately, and he calls you by name. Verse 14. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, and I have other sheep that are not of this fold, I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so that there will be one flock, one shepherd. Jesus says, I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me. Question I ask you today, are you a sheep of Jesus? Does Jesus know you? We may claim to know some very important people, right? For example, we may know Steve Jobs, or we may know Elon Musk. But the deeper question is, do they know you? Do they know you? When you are truly a sheep of Jesus, you know your shepherd and your shepherd knows you by name. In a crowded city like Singapore, some of us may be working in a big organization with thousands of people. Or in a large church, it is easy sometimes to feel invisible. It is easy to feel that you are just a number in the system. You are another face on the MRT. But Jesus knows you intimately. Sometimes I envision myself as a sand, you know, a sand on the beach, you know, because before God, I'm truly a sand. Actually, not just a sand, a dust, a speck of dust. But let's say a sand in the beach. And God knows you, that piece of sand, and He calls you by name. Just like He calls the stars by name. God knows. Jesus knows your story. Your life story. Even those parts that nobody else knows except you. Jesus knows. Jesus knows your regrets. Jesus knows what you are thinking about. Your aspiration. Jesus knows your fear. Jesus knows your longing for meaning. Jesus knows you. And He's not only the shepherd of the Christians. He says, I have other sheep. I have other sheep. They too will listen to my voice. If you are not a Christian, you are the other sheep. And this is an invitation for you. In Luke chapter 15, Jesus told a parable of the lost sheep. Luke chapter 15, I don't have this on slide, so if you want, you can turn to it. If not, you can listen. Luke chapter 15, verse 3, then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulder and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who does not repent. Perhaps you are that other sheep, that one lost sheep that Jesus is seeking this Christmas. This is an invitation for you. A response is needed from you. Verse 17 of John chapter 10 continues. Jesus ends with this authority and love. He says, I lay down my life. For this reason, the Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. Advent points us forward to Easter, where the Good Shepherd died and rose again. When you think about Jesus dying and rising again, it is impressive because only God can do that. But that is not the point. The point is, will you trust Him? Will you follow Him? My prayer for you this Advent is to hear God's voice. Today, many voices promise us security, success, happiness, joy for your soul. But there's only one Good Shepherd, and there's only one door. The Good Shepherd who knows you fully, loves you completely, died for you personally. This Christmas, Jesus stands at the door and calls. The sheep listen to His voice. May you hear the voice of the Good Shepherd and step into life with the one who died for you. If you hear Jesus calling you, the Holy Spirit stirring your heart now, respond to Him and invite Him into your life. He is seeking you out. Let us spend some time in reflection. I have two reflection questions for you that needs your response. Will you enter the door? Will you trust and follow the Good Shepherd the rest of your life? Let's spend some time in reflection. Some of us may have heard the voice of the Good Shepherd and are ready to respond to the invitation of Jesus to enter the door and trust and follow Jesus, the Good Shepherd. With the lights dimmed and all our heads bowed, if you want to trust Jesus as your Good Shepherd, I will give you an opportunity for you to respond to Him. Seated where you are, just put up your hands and put it down. Anyone? I will pray for you. I see your hand. I see your hand at the back. I see your hand in front. I see your hand at the back. Any more? I see your hand. If you are the other sheep that Jesus is calling out to you, and you hear His voice, you may put up your hand. Jesus sees your heart. I see your hand. Anymore? I won't take too long. Your last opportunity now. Anymore? Let us pray together. Father God, we thank you for sending Jesus, my good shepherd, to die for my sins. Lord, I want to enter the door to live a life that is full. I want to follow you the rest of my life, my good shepherd, because I claim your promise that you will lead me to green pastures, to quiet waters. You will be with me through the highs and the lows in my life. You are God Emmanuel. You are with me all the way. You do not leave me. You do not forsake me. Even when the going gets tough, your grace is sufficient for me. Thank you that no one can touch me. Thank you for being my good shepherd. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, may we invite you to stand and to respond to